And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is here too. We have Mark Mills, Mr. Excitement himself from Daiwa here, giving away a great prize. And, of course, today's the big grand prize drawing will be happening very, very soon on this show.
Man, I can't wait. Been so much fun. Such a busy morning already. If you want to try and get through during our second hour, we want to hear from you. Two ways you can do that. First is with our local number. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. And as if getting to talk to the legend Mark Mills wasn't enough,
yes,
we are also giving away such a killer prize. And we really do want to thank Mark and Daiwa for giving away this killer rod and reel combo. Somebody is going to get a brand new Lexa Win style reel, brand new Lexa. Your choice. You're going to get to talk to Mark after the show on either a 300 or a 400, which other reel is going to match your fishing style and what you do better, as well as the matching Proteus rod, which is just so cool. Mills and I were really, really excited to get to give that away to one of our listeners.
Yeah, I just want to make sure they got what they wanted. You know, some guys want a medium heavy, some guys want a heavy, some guys want a medium. Let's make sure they get what they want, and we'll make sure they get the right
thing. That's awesome.
Very nice. Thank you very much for doing that. Thanks to Daiwa for doing that, too. Let's head up to Whalers Cove Lodge for the very last report of the season from our buddy Captain John. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. I want to report good fishing. There were several limits of coho salmon right at danger point yesterday. And, of course, the halibut are still here. And we've got lots and lots and lots of fish up the freshwater systems. In fact, we've got several people doing several of the freshwater streams that we have around here, and it's all epic. You know, a couple guys went up yesterday and fished at Hasselborg, where you've been, and it was just lights out, fish after fish after fish, because this is the time of year when the salmon are up there, and then you get sea run cuts, you get rainbow, you get dolly. There's still a few sockeye, there's some pinks. Everything is up there. Plus, they saw some bears up there, which is really cool. First time the guide had seen them up there. And I've got another bear story. Do you know the creek that's just past Parker? It's called BS Creek.
Yes.
Have you been there, Pete?
Yep.
The other day, one of the boats went up there to halibut fish, looked over in that small creek, five bears were eating pink salmon. They got fairly close, and the bears didn't care. They got pictures. It was an epic bear viewing.
Wow. Right there on the saltwater.
Right there on the saltwater.
Wow.
And have you heard about Baranoff Hot Springs or Baranoff?
Yes,
Warm Spring Bay.
Heard about that, yeah.
I took a group down there a couple of days ago, and there was a brown bear on the beach, and he was walking around toward that gigantic waterfall. Well, it had rained. It was as big as I've ever seen it. This bear hopped in the water, swam over to a point right in front of those waterfalls, got up on it, walked over to the end of the point, and I got epic pictures. This brown bear with nothing but waterfall in the background. Absolutely cool. As soon as I get home, I'll process that off my camera and I'll load it up and post it on your Facebook page. But that's a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-10-lifetime shot.
That's so cool. Yeah,
cool.
Definitely,
John?
Would love to see that, John. That's so cool. And this time of the year, those guys are loading up for the long winter, right?
Oh, yeah. In addition to fishing, you know, I saw orcas yesterday. I saw humpback whales yesterday. The day before, I saw brown bear, a few of them. I mean, it's just the time of year when everything is happening. The weather's still pretty good right now. It's a little bit foggy, but the sun is beating down through the fog, and the fish are still here. It's a time where you can combine salt water with fresh water, with bear watching, with orca watching, with whale watching. I mean, it's just a phenomenal time of year.
Sounds pretty awesome, Whalers Cove Lodge. This is it, right, John? You're headed out.
This is it. This is the last little bit of fishing We're going to fish until Friday, and then the guests go home Saturday, and that's it for this year. So if anybody's interested in coming to Weathers Cove Lodge, it better be next year in 2018 or for 2019. It's booking super fast. You know, the majority of people that come here end up rebooking because it's so fantastic. The water's usually calm, and it's close to the lodge fishing. Instead of having to drive forever and ever like some destinations, you can be fishing within 5 or 10 minutes here.
Yeah, indeed. And I, like I said earlier in the show, our four-day trip sold out for 2018 and almost half full for 2019. Our three-day trip, all they have available, all the guided trips are sold out. But they're the self-guided boats. There, I believe they said there's 4 self-guided boats still available for the 3-day trip next year. So you want to go to Whalers Cove Lodge next year, 2019, you better jump on it. How do we do that, John?
Well, you can go to WhalersCoveLodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. Or you can call reservations at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. But by far the easiest is just take a look at WhalersCoveLodge.com, see what we have to offer, write down the phone number, and give them a call at your convenience.
There you go. Captain John Beath, great job reporting from Whalers Cove Lodge every week. We sure appreciate all the time you take to report for us and update us on the fishing up at that wonderful, wonderful place at Whalers Cove Lodge. And you have a great fall and winter and spring, and we'll get back with you next summer, of course. And in the meantime, if somebody wants some great gear, halibut is his king. The halibut king himself. How do we find your great products for fishing halibut?
You can just go to halibut.net or go to squidlures.com. Squidlures.com. We have most of our products there, and it's a lot of fun. In fact, some of those products I bring down to SoCal and go on the long-range trips. I'm going to try and make it down this winter and do a long-range trip, maybe on the Searcher with Art or one of the other boats.
Fantastic.
Come see us, John.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate everything. Have a great fall, and we'll check in with you next summer.
All right, you guys enjoy all that fish you got here at Whalers Cove Lodge.
We are.
John, appreciate it,
thanks
buddy.
A lot. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick. They're jam-packed. Want to talk to Mr. Mills.
Jam-packed, they definitely, definitely are. Robert in San Bernardino, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there with us, guys. What's up, Robert?
Good morning. Just wanted to ask a couple of questions. Also, thank you for announcing the Mexico travel yesterday. I go down there quite a bit to ponga fish. I love doing that type of fishing.
Sure.
But my question is on the braided line. I really like that braided line that they have with Dawa. I like the rainbow color because then I know about how far down I am and stuff. My question is what would be a good combo rod for, you know, like a conventional reel? With the Dawa.
Well, I'm a big Star Drag guy. I really like the Star Drags for the most part. Depending on the price point you want to step into, a good, you know, value price point, you could look into a Dawa BG black and gold, probably like a 35, depending on what you're doing out here. It kind of decides the grade of the fish. And one of our Proteus rods. If you want to step up a little bit in funds, which is instead of being a die-cast reel that the BG is, it's a machined aluminum reel. Step into the Saltigo world. Great reel. It has centrifugal brakes on it, so when you cast, it casts really well. You don't get a lot of overruns or backlashes. Plus, you get the distance. Spent a lot of time working on making sure we had the right brake combination to do everything right on that. And you're looking, now that's a little bit more pricey, so you're looking at about $200 for a Saltis and a Saltiga. You're looking at about $399 to $429, and the rod's going to cost you about $200. But either one of those is really good, and you're right, we make that multicolor Saltiga line. We also make it in 8-carrier as well, the multicolored line. And it does make it really good, especially if you're throwing any of the jigs. You can see how deep you are and how far your jig's out. It makes it nice.
Flat falling right now for that bluefin. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it works out really, really nice. And it's a great way to understand. And it's taken a long time for the market to understand that, but it sounds like it's coming around. Look how long it took guys to use braid.
Oh, yeah.
Coming around. Spinning reels. We can talk about spinning. Took
spinning
a long time.
Reels,
but there's a lot of guys still doing it now. So.
Get out of here. I was bored up until now.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Robert. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Robert.
Let's jump back into him. Tony in San Marcos. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Mark.
Hey, Tony. What's up, man?
Tony,
the legend.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, I always like hearing about the new innovations in fishing tackle, and I know that you guys have something called MagSeal technology.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Great question. Awesome. It is a technology that we have. It's a proprietary technology that we do. It's actually an oil. I hate to always use it from the aerospace industry, but technically it is from the aerospace industry. It's a magnetic type oil that creates its own barrier, so it doesn't allow water to travel into a bearing or a bushing. Now, you have to have a special MagSeal bearing and bushing, and they are a little bit different size, so you really can't switch it out. You have to buy a reel with it. But when using the right proper oil in there, it creates a seal. Rather than using a rubber seal, that if you use a rubber seal on a bushing or something, you're going to feel the friction of that because it's rubber on the metal or whatever on the bushing side of it. When you use MagSeal, the open air area around the bushing is created a oil seal, and what that oil seal does is it keeps water and particles from entering into the reel itself. You see it on a few, some of the smaller Saltigas have it right now, and the larger ones don't in order to hit the price point we could, and it's not a cheap process. A lot of our new spinning does, and you'll find that in the roller bearing. You'll find it going down the one-way roller bearing into the shaft, and both sides we have bearings with that. But it's a very unique system, and what it does is it creates a waterproof seal of oil that has no friction resistance. It's a great system. It really is. Awesome. And it holds up very, very well.
Cool. All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, let's find out what's going on the water. We're going to go to the tribute, talk to Captain Mike Pritchard. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
We're doing great. I hear the sonar clicking in the background. How's the fishing?
Well, we just put about 140-pound bluefin on the boat. We just pulled the hook on one here on a flatfall. We got one in the dark. See, we're at right around 130-pounder. I just watched the boat next to me put on two of them, so there's some big bluefin biting.
Man, that is so cool, Mike. So cool that this big fish is around and giving us shots, and it's biting.
Well, you know what? There's been some mixed grade fish. A lot of this stuff, man, there's been some heartbreaks. And, you know, it's funny sitting in the show with you on occasion, Rick, and talking about how tough these are. We had a trip last week. We had 14 of those big ones. We lost all 14 of them
for a number
of different reasons. But this week, Captain Shane, who's been on here for several years, got his license earlier this year, ran a few trips. He had limits the day before yesterday for 16 anglers. Most of that was like that 30 to 50-pound fish with some 90-pounders mixed in. And then there's been the 130 to 250 pounders. So there's some nice ones.
That is just crazy. What is the appropriate outfit? What's the appropriate gear for a guy to have a shot at landing one of these 100 to 150 pounders? Like, how does a guy set himself up to not be one of the 14?
You know, and it's funny because I was just watching the Ranger, the boat next to us. The guy's pulling on a fish in the corner. He's got a Senator 4-0. They work, but not necessarily ideal.
That's not the right one.
You're
one of the 14.
With all these, he was down on his knees. It didn't look very comfortable. I hope he gets it. But,
not the right way.
You know what? Whether it's a Shimano, Avid, Akuma, I mean, there's so many neat little reels out there now that hold a ton of spectra, have a ton of drag on them, and you can fish a flat fall appropriately or fly line of bait on them. It's not like you know, it's not the old 30-wide where you're trying to cast a small sardine with a reel that doesn't turn. 80-pound or 100-pound spectra for a lot of this fly line and a lot of these lighter setups. The fish we got last night was on 80-pound with a 150-pound leader. Really kind of ideal. If you're rigging up your flatfalls, please put a leader on them, heavy line. We had a fish landed the other day on a PL-68. The fish swallowed it. The jig actually came out of its gills and snagged it in the side. And the guy had like 150-pound leader on it. Otherwise, there would have been no shot. So small reels with heavy line on them. I know some of these have been fly line fish. But make sure you guys bring out some circle hooks, fluorocarbon, an assortment of sinkers. We are doing these trips all week. Easy one-day range here. And we are leaving nightly on these trips. I think Monday night right now is about a dozen people on it, and it's a definite go.
Wow.
That's so cool, Mike.
Sounds good. How's your weather today? We're talking about some wind and rain.
You know, this is going to really bum some people out that went in last night. Our weather's phenomenal.
Way to go, Mike.
That's the way this tropical storm stuff works, right? You know, you never know.
No, you don't. You really, I mean, if you got a smaller boat, you got to play it safe. And really, we're not supposed to see much wind, I think, until later. But right now, there's just enough wind to keep a kite up. It's extremely humid. Like I said, we're running around. We just put that 140-pounder on the boat. So it's, yeah. it's definitely warm enough to sweat.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike Pritchard, Tribute. If somebody wants to ride to Tribute, how do we do that?
Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. You can always look at our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, see what we've been catching. And like I said, light loads here throughout the week. Weather looks like it's supposed to be really nice after this little low pressure system moves through. So come on out and get some.
Hey, and I want to give a big shout out to Captain Mike Pritchard for every week keeping people what's going on. You know, you and Buzz are two of the guys that really call. And, you know, I want to shout out to you guys. Support the guys that are supporting Let's Talk Hookup. If you like hearing their reports, ride the Tribute. So, for sure,
appreciate it. By all means, it's very mutual here. I feel the same.
All right. Appreciate the call, Mike, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate that report.
You guys have a great holiday weekend.
You too.
I can't stress that enough. We hear it week after week after week. If you're going, put a piece of heavy leader on that. We say it week after week after
Not
week.
Not 80 pound either,
no,
right?
We at the tackle store, we make up these pre-made 130-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon leaders. They're like $10. It's got a 200-pound split ring on one side. It's got a 200-pound swivel on the other side. You literally split ring it right onto your flat. It takes 2 seconds and you're done. And you're in the game. And I mean, don't get me wrong, we sold a ton of them over the weekend. But even with that said, you just can't. It's a broken record every day. How'd the trip go? Oh, I hooked a giant one, but he chewed me off. Do you have a heavy leader? Well, I had 50 pound. 50's not enough.
That's,
you know,
not
50's
enough.
Not enough. 60's not enough. You know, it's 130. It's 150. And, man, there are so many big ones. There's such a good opportunity. If you're going, don't risk it.
If you're fortunate enough to get a bite on the flat fall, man, then use the right gear.
Because
they're not line shy on the flat fall.
No, they're not.
And you know what? That heavy line probably makes that thing fall a lot slower, too, and differently.
Good
so it'll
point.
Probably get bit even better like that. Are you guys, I was seeing this yesterday, the guys putting like 6 or 7 hooks on their flat fall. Have you seen that stuff?
We're like a custom rigging shop.
Yeah, for lures.
We'll do anything a guy wants, and I've definitely seen some of those photos where there's hooks hanging like on those things. For me, I have no issues with the stock Shimano flat fall hooks. I think that they are perfectly good. With that said, we sell a lot of them that we have custom made up that we rig similar to a PL68 for giant yellowfin, where we remove the hooks and we physically weld a big 7691 style hook onto the thing. But man, we have done them all. We've done some rigging for guys like you wouldn't believe. Put hooks on everywhere, 4 or 5 hooks hanging.
I was
off
giggling
them.
A little
We've
bit yesterday. I saw one. I was like, wow, that's kind of funny. You know, we stepped into that world too this year. The SK jigs, but we haven't got our big ones yet. You know, which is a kind of it's a cool jig as well. But I've seen these guys, they're putting like 4, 5, 6, 7 hooks on it.
Hey, man, if you can get a bite, more power.
Whatever you want. I'm going to stick with the standard Shimano flat fall with the 2 hooks on it.
Yeah, I
like
those
just
hooks.
Fine.
They're good. Now, I will say this. There are some other manufacturers out there, some of which I'm sure are perfectly fine, but there are others that are not. So if you have one that's not a flat fall, make sure it's got some really good hooks on it. There's a knockoff that we use a lot because – you know, the glows are out until November as far as the flat falls go. So we use a knockoff jig because we can't get the glow on sometimes. And those hooks, we tell the guy straight up, like, you have to change these. They're not good enough.
Yeah.
You got a Shimano flat fall in your hands, you're golden. Nothing to worry about.
You're good. Hey, I'm surprised. I thought you were on vacation. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide with the fishdope.com report. Hey, wait a minute. Vacation, dude. You remember that word?
I am here. I am on Falling Leaf Lake right here, getting ready to jump on my float tube and go out. I've just been waiting for my opportunity to talk to Beverly.
What's up, buddy?
No talk.
How are you doing?
You talk to what?
I see you all live on Facebook 24/7. That's
I know. Amazing. Well, you know me. If I catch Tom, I'm going to post about it.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a big sandbass yesterday, and I don't care what. I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah, but there was a difference. You probably didn't kill that thing.
No, I did not kill it.
Dave would have killed it.
Why? Mark Mills caught. I've known Mark so long that he caught his very first tuna with me.
Yeah, you made me cry, and he threw 10 buckets of water on it. Yeah.
very first tuna with me. That's how long we've known each other.
I think we even got spanked and flogged and everything else during that whole battle fight, yeah.
Well, there was a freighter coming. It was getting scary.
Yep.
But, guys, what a phenomenal week. After I talked to you Sunday, I left with my bosses, and we went out bluefin fishing Monday. And it was the best. I've seen some phenomenal bites this year. Don't get me wrong. I've seen some epic bites on the kite. That's all we fish for when we're fishing for bluefin. I don't use any other rod but the 130 wide with 200-pound braid. And we had the most epic fishing Monday that I've seen this year. By 1 o'clock, we had five of those monsters on the boat. And the last one bit on the retrieve. The yummy flyer fell out of the kite, and we were bringing it in. Reset it, and we got bit on the retrieve.
Jeez.
So now I think we've been fishing these things wrong. I think we got to fish them fast retrieve on the 130 wide.
That's cool, Dave.
It was pretty incredible. And then the rest of the week, you know, we had on Tuesday we had skipjack, millions of them out there on the 312. I hadn't seen a skipjack in 5 years. The next day we had a kelp patty loaded with Dorado. The only thing I can tell you guys is when you're out there offshore, the key is you gotta pay attention. Every single day has been totally different than the day before. Everyone says, oh, you do so good. Yeah, but I don't post those days where I don't catch anything. There's plenty of those days too, guys, and it's all just about paying attention. There hasn't been any real consistency until this week. This week, that bite on the inshore bluefin tuna bite is insane right now. Local bluefin tuna. You can get out there 20, 25 miles, and you got a chance to catch, like Ricky and Pete were saying earlier, a 200-pound bluefin on your skiff local and be back in time for dinner. It's insane right now. You guys, once again, like I say, every week, you have to go fishing. You just have to get out there.
No doubt about it, fishdope.com. And like you say, it's changing every hour, really. I mean, everything's changing so fast. You got to stay on fishdope.com. The guys on Fishdope are on the pulse of what's going on with the water, the fishing, the whole deal. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. You got to have Fishdope, and you got to talk to Dave Hansen. How do we stay in touch with that?
Well, you guys, like Mark Mills was just saying, I'm on Facebook Live pretty much every single day. I'm going to Facebook Live me getting in the water here at Fallen Leaf Lake in a minute just so that people know I'm actually here. But you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, or you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Guys, you know what? Three times this year, me and a bunch of my buddies were offshore, and we guaranteed you this bluefin thing was over because no one saw any fish anywhere. Well, now there's more fish than we've seen this whole season. So who knows what's really going on?
Exactly.
We're going to have a late run. This is what we were all looking at.
You better have a late run because I missed the first run.
Yeah, you and me both, Mills. Yeah.
This is perfect right now. This is when the weather gets nice. This is when the crowds go down. Yep. And now we've all got a whole bunch of big bluefin to go catch. This is the most ideal late summer fall setup we could ever ask for.
For sure. Dave, have a great vacation, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
We will be out there bluefin fishing on Sunday. I got a charter booked already for Sunday. So I'll see you guys, and I'll be on the water Sunday. I'll call you.
All right.
See you, Dave. Later, Dave. Love him or hate him, he's definitely entertaining.
It's Dave Hansen.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, for sure.
He's definitely Dave. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Let's talk to Christopher calling us from Claremont. Good morning, Christopher. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for hanging in there, Christopher.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, Chris.
I do want to appreciate for all you do for us listeners out there for having these events. It's kind of fun watching you guys do your show. And for people who haven't gone out there, man, it's a fun time. And everyone's a winner. You get something out there. And I really want to thank Cowboy and is it Tim?
It's Tommy P.
Yeah.
Tommy. Thank those guys because, man, it was so hot out there.
Yeah, it was hot.
And I thought they were going to melt at one point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah.
And Dave
but,
and also
yeah,
Grant, too, for helping us out, too. I couldn't do it without my team.
Butt crew.
I have a question regarding your guest that you had yesterday from the Dorados.
Yeah, indeed, Gary Schiedler.
Yeah, is he coming back to San Diego, and is it possible maybe he can come on and do the Christmas show with you guys?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because I think they did a Christmas album.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we can get him in here with Captain Mark Wish and play some tunes for Christmas, and that might liven things up. But, yeah, it was great to see Gary and have him playing. It was really fun. Having him play some of the old Dorados tunes too. That was cool.
Now are they moving back to San Diego?
Well, he moved back to Southern California. He's back here, and you know he has a Thursday Night Fishing Club is the name of his band now, And he'll be at the next gig, Fred Hall Show, Long Beach.
With a new album.
With a new album. So you'll be able to see him there.
So, oh, yeah. I tell you what, I miss the Dorados. They were really, really good. I just got to hear what these new guys come up with.
Oh, yeah. Gary's still carrying it on. So thanks a lot for coming out to Elko and Ford yesterday, and thanks a lot for the support. Appreciate the call.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. My question's for Mark. My wife is, she's kind of conventional, reeled out there. She has a problem with that. Now, do you have a bait runner feature that is, you know, for inland, for, you know, not offshore, but inshore like that? You know, and I don't know how much drag in that, does that differ quite a bit?
Well, it differs on the size of the reel that you're using. We do have a bite and run that is on the Daiwa side and runs about $79, so it's, you know, competitively priced there in that thing. But you're probably looking on a reel for what you're doing. The drag is sufficient. All the drags now in the market are sufficient. You're probably sitting on 20 to 23 pounds of drag on it on a 4,000 or 5,000 size. But we do have a bite and run, and like I said, $79. It's affordable, and it's a good opportunity for you there, and especially if anybody is, you know, can't use the conventional stuff. It gives you that opportunity to catch fish just like everybody else.
All right. Appreciate
that.
All
right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know what? Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information each week. You can check it out and see what's going on, both freshwater, saltwater, and hunting, of course.
Hell yeah.
Watch what's going on there every week in Western Outdoor News. And also, don't forget our two-day on the Liberty. Hey, there's only 11 spots left. You go to fishermanslanding.com and check it out. Our Liberty trip, Sunday the 17th through Tuesday the 19th. It's limited to 24 anglers on the Liberty. Rick, are you kidding me?
Oh, that's crazy. And the boat is huge, huge bait capacity, RSW fish hold, just built. Basically, it's a three-quarter day boat that was built like a long-range boat.
Yeah.
You know, epic showers and heads. The boat's just awesome. Food's killer. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of prizes, and one of our representatives, maybe even Rock Cod Rick, will be there on the show. So that's Sunday the 9th, Sunday the 17th through Sunday the Tuesday the 19th, the two-day trip on the Liberty for $650 includes everything except your visa.
It's
if you probably won't need it. Yeah, because you might go.
You'll probably go offshore,
catch big bluefin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So only 11 spots left. So if you want to go, you better jump on it.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. In particular, we are about to give away $15,000 worth of prizes. We got the 8 great winners coming your way when we return. There's more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You ready to give some stuff away?
Yeah, let's give some stuff away for sure. This is our grand prize drawing for the eight qualifiers of our San Diego County Ford dealers. Again, thanks to the San Diego County Ford dealers and all the great people that help support those events. First one was at Encinitas Ford. Second one was at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Third one was at North County Ford in Vista. And then yesterday, of course, at El Cajon Ford, we qualified two different people, one by casting contest, one by random draw. So everybody had a chance to get in there. And the eight people are in the hat. We've made eight pieces of paper, and Mark Mills is going to draw first. So here's the way the grand prize is going to work.
Yes.
We have two grand prizes. The person that gets drawn first is going to win your choice of either one of the two, the Palmas de Cortez trip or the Hobie Mirage Drive kayak and the trip to Sagos kayak fishing. Then, so we're going to put those aside and then announce those at the end, and then we're going to start drawing from the blackjack on up from there.
How
so
cool. Okay.
Here we go. Okay, draw grand prize winner number one, Mark.
Okay, grand prize number one. There you go.
Okay, now grand prize number two.
There you go.
Okay. So now this way the grand prize winner.
I got those under
everybody
hat.
Everybody was eligible.
Everybody
and they
was
have
eligible
to share everything they win with me. That's
oh,
the way
that
this works.
Deal?
Yeah, we had
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now we're going to start announcing some names. All right. The trip on the blackjack from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. I want to thank Steve Pinard, Johnny, for the generous donation, the blackjack. The best four-pack period anywhere in Southern California is the blackjack out of Dana Landing, if you're lucky enough to get a spot on it.
Most comfortable, big boat, fast.
Great.
Somebody's got their own charter.
Yeah, own charter on the blackjack. Okay, Mark?
And there you go.
Sean Robertson.
Hey, congratulations, Sean.
Congratulations, Sean. All right.
Sean and Mark Mills.
Mark Mills.
Sean Mills.
Right on.
All right. This is for the first of two sets of Shimano Trinidad Reel and Therese Rod. About an $800 combo, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right. Let's pull one of those.
There you go.
It's Dennis Gulas Sr.
Hey, congratulations, Dennis.
Gulas Sr. And Mark.
There you go.
Another one. Mo Gannon.
Hey, Mo and Vista, right?
Mo and Vista,
nice,
yeah.
Mo.
He won yesterday. He was the random draw yesterday, yeah.
Dad and Therese.
All right, now, we're moving on down, and not down, we're moving on up, down, sideways to a $900 pair of anhydrous bibs and jacket, courtesy of our friends at Afluga, the absolute best foul weather gear that's ever been made.
Yeah,
for sure. And the winner, first number one, is Robert Lehman.
Hey, Bob.
Bob. Congratulations. You're going to love that.
Yeah. You're going to love that. Big time skip
guy.
He'll be stoked.
And second winner, Mark.
Go ahead.
Jeff Becker.
Oh, perfect.
Becker. All right. Jeff was the casting contest winner yesterday. So.
Random winner, I think.
Yeah. Oh, he's a random winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also
Mo was the casting winner.
And also a big-time private boat guy. Like, you guys are going to be so stoked with that
gear.
That's perfect.
The AFCO and Hydrus.
Cool.
The best.
Cool.
All right. His and hers are his and his or whatever, two gift certificates for any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, up to $350 pair of sunglasses each, two pair.
And
David Dodge.
Hey,
David
right
Dodge,
on, Dave.
One of the first qualifiers at Encinitas Ford, David Dodge. Okay, so that means.
Yeah, who's left?
There's two left.
Okay.
There's two left, all right? And grand prize, we're going to drive grand prize number one first.
Okay.
All right? Grand prize number one, and that means whoever wins this wins choice.
Okay, their choice.
Yeah. There's no loser on this
one.
Okay, grand prize number one, your choice of the trip to Palmas de Cortez or the Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. Rhonda Gruber.
Hey, oh, baby, we got a winner.
Yeah. And that means Andrew Stupont is the grand prize winner number two. So, Andrew, whatever Rhonda doesn't choose is yours. But either way, like we say.
Whichever $5,000 trip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
so we'll find out what Rhonda wants, and then Andrew will clue you in. We'll be in touch with you on all that. Again, thanks to all our sponsors,
cool.
Shimano, Maui Jim, AFCO, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Hobie Kayaks and Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, Cedros Kayak Fishing, thanks to Jeff over there, and, of course, Eddie at Palmas de Cortez and the entire Van Warmer family, and, of course, Alaska Airlines providing that airfare, round-trip airfare. Want to thank Alaska Airlines for all their contributions, and best airline in the world, absolutely Alaska Airlines, and thank you all for all your support, though. So, wow, that was exciting.
That's awesome.
Talk about exciting. Let's get hungry with Yanni from Fisherman's Belly. Good morning, Yanni.
What's up, Yanni?
What a great show. I know Rhonda Gruber. I'm so excited for her. Oh, my God. Good morning, guys. Hey, listen. 10 minutes ago, Mark Hansen was talking about some days aren't so good on the water and you don't get the big fish you want. That happened to me earlier in the week. I went out with the Let's Talk Hookup crew. And we had a great day on the water, and we didn't catch the big fish we wanted to, but I came home with some skipjack because it brought me right back to Hawaii when I lived and worked there. The Hawaiians are crazy about skipjack, especially skipjack pokey, and that's what this week's recipe is all about. I've got a brand new recipe and a video talking about how important it is to bleed skipjack, how to properly take care of it, and how to turn it into an unbelievable pokey. Have you guys ever eaten skipjack?
You know, I've never had it. I've always heard how, like you say in Hawaii, like how that's the, you know, they're going to step over everything else to get the skipjack.
I've had it. It's good. I've had it sashimi style, and it's really good.
Yeah. You know what? It's popular throughout all the Pacific Islands. In Japan, they sear it. In the Philippines, they salt it. They boil it, they shred it, and put it on top of rice. It is a main staple throughout the Pacific. And what's especially cool about the skipjack that we've got off the coast is they are small. They're anywhere from 3 to 5 to 6 pounds. There's huge schools of them out there. The meat is not quite as red, and it's not quite as strong in terms of flavor. So it's an outstanding fish to make pokey with, I'm telling you.
Cool. And that was cool. We kind of were surprised. We were on my boat, and we had jig strikes, and look at that, it's a skipjack. We had several jig strikes on the skipjack, and I guess since then they've located some pretty big schools out in that same area there, and it was nice to see and put in there. And Yanni, it was great having you on the boat and hanging out with you. And you also posted a really cool video you did of Ron Lane doing the tugboat bowling, the fast bowling, right?
I sure did. On our Facebook page, there is a great little video of Ron doing the most amazing knot trick I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
so.
it's pretty cool. Well, great, Yanni. Thanks for that great recipe. You can see that skipjack pokey recipe on fishermansbelly.com. We'll have it up on our Let's Talk Hookup Anglers Table page real soon. And, Yanni, great job once again. Thanks for all your help and support, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet you guys will. Take care and good fishing.
All right.
See you,
thanks
Yanni.
Very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to jump right back into them. So let's do it. We're going to jump back into the phones and talk to Richard calling us from Monrovia. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, Mark. You guys had a lot of great products over the years that have disappeared, and I'm wondering if you guys were bringing stuff back and if you could talk a bit about how Southern California isn't the center of the fishing world, therefore products have to be for the nation, but your old TD minnows, and you used to have like a TD spinning reel that had a reverse taper that, you know, cast phenomenal. And what happened to the TD minnows, and what else are you doing in that category?
You know, we actually, what's interesting is that, you know, Dialed's kind of put a lot of what they've done in the back seat for about the last 15 years. They focus on the bass market. They've missed some opportunities and everything else. There's a lot of changes going on that end. So you're going to see a lot of new stuff. You're going to see the way we approach the market differently. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, bass market, all over. That's kind of what my position is over there. On the other side is the lure. We actually have a new person, Satoshi. He actually worked for Yamamoto Bait Company. He is actually going to be working on some of the new stuff coming down the road when it comes into new baits and things like that. So you're going to see a lot of different stuff. On the flip side of that is that, you know, there is a lot of stuff now that we're looking at that will be more toward our market here in the United States over and above what's considered a global market. So we're looking at a lot of different opportunities that is really focused to our fishing and what we do here in the United States, over and above than what's made for the whole world. So you're going to see a lot of stuff from Daiwa that we use the word, you know, very regional.
Cool. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
It's just funny that he brought up TD Minnow. That was and is my game. My single most favorite freshwater bass
amazing
in the history of anything. That was the best jerkbait I still think that was ever made.
You know what? There are guys, you know, where that lure is extremely big in Kentucky for their trout market. And
for their trout,
trout market, throwing jerk baits in the streams and rivers for big browns, it's huge.
How big of a TD minnow?
They're actually, I don't know, I'd say probably at 4.5, 5 inches.
Really?
Yeah, you know, regular jerk bait size, you know. But those guys, they don't care. They lose them almost every other cast because they're fishing really shallow. They will pay, they said, $25-$30 for that lure because everything is right about that lure.
Wow.
You know, well, and we have your SP minnow for a jerk bait.
Sure.
Probably the best jerk bait lure out there right now.
Yeah, ask Ron Lane about that at Cedros.
Yeah, it is.
His favorite.
You know, we just came out with three new colors. We came out with a bubblegum color, which is kind of cool. It's kind of a bubblegum and red. We came out with Cannibal Calico Bass. So that's a new one. And actually, my wife named the other one. It's called Fast Food because it's yellow and red and white, and it kind of looks like everything that you would see from Wendy's, Carl's Jr.
That's funny.
So we called it. My wife said, we're in the car. She's like, let's call that lure Fast Food.
Yep, I like it.
It's cool looking. It'll catch some fish. It's coming out
Mrs.
too.
Mills.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
All right, let's jump back in those phones, Rick.
Tim and Santee are up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hey, Tim.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for hanging in there, Tim.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. I've been hearing a lot about the flatfall jigs, my friend caught one the other day, but I looking it up online, I see that there are two hook and one hook, and the one hook goes off the nose and the two hook goes off the tail, and I'm wondering if you have any recommendations, a wide variety of colors and weights. I don't know which one to pick. That's what I'm...
Well, in my opinion, which is just my opinion, the actual flat fall, they're all in the butterfly jig family, and the flat falls all have two, you know, stock rigging is two hooks.
We're talking about the Shimano brand flat fall.
Yeah, Shimano brand flat fall has two hooks hanging off the back of the lure. And that's the rigging that I like for sure. I would say A number one for me is just...
Is that what you're using?
It is. I hate to say that I have...
You're not putting five hooks on it?
I'm telling you, man, I know that looks funky, but, man, there's no denying the success that guys have had with those
things.
With
adding hooks.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the times when those hooks pull, it has to do with, you know, that fish eating it on the retrieve. You know, when that thing gets swallowed and it's hooked right, those hooks don't fail.
Yeah.
And I have seen some lesser expensive versions of that lure fail with the cord coming apart. I've never seen the cord come apart on the Shimano, but... Let's face it, man, there's something to it. Some of those, you know, crazy hook rigs have definitely worked. But I really like that Shimano brand flat fall for the big fish in the 200 and 250 gram size. And this is not the tackle store guy telling you, it's the guy fishing on the boat. I'm certain the color doesn't make a single bit of difference on those lures. The painted side looks great, and there's a bunch of different colors. Everybody really is hyper-focused on the glow one. I'm certain it doesn't make a difference. On the opposite side of color, all those jigs are chrome, and I think that has way more to do with it than anything else.
All right.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. It's a good opinion. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Dennis. He's calling us from Linda Vista. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Pete.
Your guest has experience with Shimano, and he's with Daiwa right now. I just want to know, is there a Daiwa place, if I start investing into Daiwa equipment, Shimano has a place up in Lake Forest, is there a Daiwa place nearby that if I have a problem I could take my equipment to, kind of what compatible with the Shimano stuff? So can you fill me in?
Yeah, you can take it to any of your Daiwa warranty centers if they're close to your house, Fisherman's Landing, any of those guys that work on equipment there. But if you want to bring it up to our factory, we have a service section as well there, and we're based out of Cypress, right off Valley View and Worland. So you get off the freeway there on Valley View, go inland about 3 miles, and you make a left on Worland, and we're right down the street there. And
right near Yamaha.
We are. We're right there by Dan Ostrowski. Yeah. Matter of fact, we have lunch with him often.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
We go to Soup Plantation, all right?
All right.
But, yeah, we're right there, and we, you know, they'll work on your stuff if they can, you know, right there if you need it right away. If not, then it usually somewhere between 1 and 5 days, just depending on, you know, how busy we are. You know, if you can bring up anything, January, February, March, that's the best time. But anything other than that, you can't always help if something goes wrong. But, yeah, we're right there off Worland there in Cypress, California.
There you go. Awesome. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, mentioned yesterday, every week, those that are on our email blast list, we're going to do an email every other week, just tell you about what's going on, great stories and fishing information about what's going on. We don't sell our list. We don't solicit it in any way. It's just for our listeners. And every week, we're going to give away a great prize to somebody on that email list. So if you're not on our email list, you're not going to win. So get on our email list. It's easy. Just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, front page, click on join our email list, and win. And this week's winner, email starts with M. Rosales, 1967, is the winner of a Rapala a Williamson kit
That's
this
cool.
week. So congratulations, and get on that list and win.
No doubt. Hey, jumping right back into the phones, Derek, Lake Elsinore, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for the call, Derek.
Good morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Derek, what's going on, man?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say, one of my favorite rod and reel setups that I've used for probably since I was 16 years old is an old Daiwa Millionaire. It was a round reel.
Yep.
And I used it freshwater when I was a kid, and then I started using it for bay fishing, calico bass fishing when I got older, and it still works today great.
We just updated that this year, too. Bigger paddle handles, better reels, so we just re-updated the Daiwa Millionaire, FYI.
Yeah, it's a great reel. I mean, I've had others come and go, and that one's still, you know, bringing them in. But I want to step into the 21st century, so what's a good setup for bay/inshore, you know, kelp fishing for like calicos and stuff?
Well, you can go, you know, right now, Rico say, you know, Lexa's solid. I mean, the new Lexa Win, you'll love it. It looks good. It feels good on your hands. It's very, you can ask all the deckhands that are using it out there. It holds up good too. You know, it's going to last you years and years and years. Great reel. You can get to step up a little bit in price and go into the Lexa HD, which it has our corrosion-resistant ball bearings. It's got the stainless steel gears. It holds up even a little bit better. It's a little bit more in price. If you want something a little smaller, matter of fact, that's what I was fishing yesterday, is the Daiwa Coastal. Our Coastal with the T-Wing, it's a 200 size, so it's not a 3 or 4, so you're limited to calico bass, sand bass, bonita, small yellowtail, that kind of stuff. My favorite reel out there, I'll throw it hands down 90% of the time if I'm just fishing on the beach, calico bass and sand bass in the kelp. If I want to throw a bigger swim bait where I'm going into a, you know, 6-inch, yesterday I was throwing 7-inch swim baits, then I'm going to throw a 300-size Lexa. But either one of those, Coastal or the Lexas.
So,
right,
and a Proteus rod, anywhere from a medium to a heavy, depending on what size bait you're throwing, what type of line you're throwing, and all the other stuff.
8-foot rod?
8-foot rod. We make a 7.62. I still can't get over the 8-footer. And FYI, guys, I'll kind of let a little cat out of the bag. Jerry Mayhew is one of our pro staffers. He just designed 2 8-6 rods. They are awesome.
Sweet.
And those will be coming out down the road. So an 8.6 Proteus, I think we're doing a medium and a medium heavy. It's an amazing rod, and you can really make a good long cast, especially if you're fishing rocks, that you can cover a large, large area.
Very good. Sweet. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Brian from Westminster. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Brian.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mark, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk a little bit about the Daiwa jigs and baits you guys offer? Do you have one that will work on this bluefin?
Yeah, actually, we came out last year, and it hasn't came out in the largest size. Right now, the 170 is the only one that we have in stock, but we do make a 250 and a 300-gram SK jig. And what's unique about that jig gets bit on the fall and on the retrieve. It's very different than the flat falls. It's different than the butterfly jigs. It fishes differently. I fish it down in Key West. I fished it here on the beach. It swims back like a surface iron, so it's not going to spin up and do all this weird stuff. And it falls very flat as well. We actually use big hooks on the backside of it. And they actually, the hooks we use have fluorocarbon inside over and above the Spectra that's on it to keep the hooks from tangling up and fouling so you don't miss fish. It's a great jig. You'll probably see those at the end of the month. We do those in a chrome and glow and about five other colors. But it's the Daiwa SK jig. At your local stores, you can find the 170 right now, I think, is the biggest. But the two larger sizes that you're going to want to fish for this bluefin, hopefully we have a late season or we've missed it all, is a 250 and a 300 gram. And
ooh,
they are
one.
Awesome. And they've got really big, I think they're almost like 7-aught hooks on it, and good quality hooks. It's a great jig. You know, it came from Japan, and it's a cast and retrieve jig.
Sweet.
And vertical. All three systems.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Lexo in and a Proteus rod. There's more Let's Talk Hookup with the man, Mark Mills. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're at the big winner of your choice. Again, your choice of a brand new Lexo, the new model, the Win 300 or 400, and a matching Proteus rod, again, of your choice. Big winner going to Ed in Mira Mesa. Ed, congratulations. You are so stoked with that new gear.
Mark Mills, it was like good times again.
Yeah, it is great. Good times, man. It's only a once-a-year deal, but it's awesome being in here.
Maybe we could make it more often, but it's always great to have the legend.
Yeah, I don't know about the legend. Stop that.
Mr. Excitement in the studio. If somebody wants more information on Daiwa, How do we do that?
You can go to Daiwa.com. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram. Hey, we just hired, promoted a new guy to do our social media, Casey. He's great. You guys would know him from Fishing in the Bass Market and stuff like that. He does a lot of stuff for Bass Knuckles as well, but he's doing all our social media in the office, and we got a good team. So, hey, hope to see you guys at the Fred Hall Show coming down the road here.
For sure. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hope everybody out there enjoys the rest of their Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Have fun.
Stay cool.
Yeah. And then next Saturday and Sunday, what a great weekend of shows. It's our 26th anniversary on the air next weekend. Next Saturday, Bill Boyce, photographer, journalist, TV host, BB the Man, will be here next Saturday. And then next Sunday, the actual 26th anniversary, how appropriate to have Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be in the studio with us. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week back here on the Mighty 1090. This is better than you.